April 10, 1938. How Jesus wants to find everything in the creature who lives in the divine will, and wants to find her in everyone. How God wants to find in our love the support for his works and the hiding place of his life. My poor mind is always returning to the divine volition. Having had communion, I was saying to my adorable Jesus, in your will all is mine. So I love you with the love of my mother and queen and yours. I kiss you with her lips. I hug you very tight with her arms. And, carrying you with me, I take refuge inside her heart, to give you her joys, her delights, her maternity, so that you may find the sweetness and protection that only your mama can give you. But while I was enclosing myself together with Jesus inside my mama all tenderness, sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, and daughter of my mother, how happy I am to find the daughter with my mother, and my mama with her daughter. She wants the creatures to love me with her own love and to use her lips to kiss me, and her arms to hug me. She wants to give them her maternity to keep me safe, so that I may have all of them as my mama. To find the daughter and the mother loving me with one single love is the greatest joy for me. I feel that both of them give me a new paradise on earth. But this is not enough. I want to find everything in one who lives in my will. If something is missing, I cannot say that my will is complete within the creature. Not only do I want to find my mama within the creature in her place of honor as queen and mother, but also my celestial father and the Holy Spirit. Also, I want her to make their love her own, and to love me with the immensity and the infinity of their love. So, my daughter, delight me by telling me that you love me as the Father and the Holy Spirit love me. Jesus remained silent, waiting for me to tell him what he wanted. Although unworthy, to content him I said, I love you with the immense power and love of the Father, and with the endless love of the Holy Spirit. I love you with the love with which all the angels and saints love you. I love you with that love with which all the creatures, past, present and future, love you or should love you. I love you for all created things, and with the same love with which you created them. My dear Jesus heaved a long sigh, and then he added, finally, I feel satisfied in my yearning to find everything in the creature. I find our endless seas of love, I find the delights of my loving mama, I find everything in everyone. Therefore, I must find everything and everyone in the creature who lives in my will, and I must find her in everyone. After all, my celestial Father generated me through love, so I feel together with me in the act of giving and receiving continuous love those who love me, and let nothing of our love escape them. Then, he added, my daughter, this is why, in our love, we feel an intense need that the creatures know us in our works. If they don't know us, we remain as if set aside from them, even though we live inside and outside them. And while we are aware of anything they do and think loving them in each one of their acts, not only do they not love us, but they do not even recognize us. What pain! If they do not recognize us, love cannot arise. And if love is missing, we don't have a place for our works, nor can our love find a refuge in which to pour itself out and take shelter. Everything remains suspended. Therefore, we want to find the I love you of the creature in our works, so that, arming it with our power, we can lean our greatest works on it. Oh, how happy we are in finding her little I love you as the shelf for our works. It is a sorrow for us to operate without finding a place for our works. It seems as though the life of our works were missing. Our operative love remains repressed, suffocated. We are able to do, and cannot do, and only because the creature, ungrateful, does not recognize us, nor does she love us. Creatures tie our hands and confine us to uselessness, since all our works are directed to their benefit. We cannot give, because knowledge and love are missing and, with them, the space in which to place our works. In the end, why should we operate if we cannot find anybody willing to receive our works? Further, you must know that before doing any work, We first look for someone to know that work, receive it and love it, and then we do it. My very humanity did no act before finding one to love, and to receive that act. And even then, if I didn't find anyone who would receive it, I could see across the centuries and I directed my act to the one who would love it, know it and receive it. Even when I cried as little newborn baby, I directed those tears of mine to those who were going to repent, be sorry for their sins, and be washed, in order to reacquire the life of grace. As I walked, my steps were directed to those who had to walk along the way of good, to be their strength and guide in their path. There was not a work that I did, a word that I said, or a pain that I suffered, in which I did not look for the works of the creatures as the shelf for my works, or for their words in which to place my word. My pains searched for a shelf in their pains in order to give the good contained in all that I did. It was my passion of love that made me do nothing other than what could be useful for my children. This is one of the most powerful reasons for which I want the creature to live in my will. Only then would all my works, the creation, the redemption, and even one sigh of mine find a place on which to lean, to become works of the creatures, pains of their pains, life of their life. Then, all that I did and suffered will turn into glory and victory, so as to cast away all enemies, and recall order, harmony, peace, and the celestial smile of the heavenly fatherland in the midst of the creatures. In hearing this I remained surprised, and my beloved Jesus added, "My blessed daughter, life in my will contain such surprises and so many divine novelties as to astonish even the angels and the saints. More so, since, in my will, there are no words, but facts. My will converts words, desires and intentions into facts and accomplished works, while all that the creature wants outside of my will is reduced to words, desires and intentions. In my will, which possess the creative virtue, all that the creature wants becomes accomplished fact and works full of life. More so, since, living in our will, she is already aware of what we do, and feels what we want. So she follows us in the works, wanting whatever we want. She just cannot do without it, nor could she put herself aside. Our fiat becomes her greatest necessity, and she cannot do without it. It is more than breath for her, which is to give and to receive, more than motion, which feels the extreme need to move. In sum, my will is everything for her. It is impossible for her to live without it. Therefore, be attentive, and may your flight be always in our fiat. May everything be for the glory of God and for the fulfillment of the divine will. Deo gratias.